Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Self-Reacquaintance. I'm your host, Zane Lumguni. I've missed the space. Oh, wow. I've missed this space. I've missed this community. I've missed my podcast. I've missed being behind this mic. But if you have been wondering where I have been or what has been happening, this episode is exactly that, an honest heart level update. And I'll start by saying this. I didn't take a break from this podcast because I was tired of it. Not even close. I'm never going to be tired of my podcast or our podcast. I paused, though, because something in me needed space to grow. And sometimes when you're going through a season of stretching, you can't show up everywhere the same way. I've spoken about this in my previous episodes that, you know, I don't talk about balance, but I do talk about prioritization and giving your time and effort to different areas of your life, depending on what the priority is in that season. Right now, I needed to take a pause to focus on other areas that I required or needed for to grow. So over the past few months, for those who don't know, I've been part of something completely outside of my usual world. I entered Mrs. South Africa, and unfortunately, no, I didn't go through to the top 30 finalists, but I gained something far more personal. I reconnected with the version of myself I hadn't seen in a while. And dare I say, I also met a version or parts of me I didn't know existed. And that is so exciting for me that I'm able to see that growth in myself. Right? I didn't enter because I wanted to be famous or to prove anything to anyone. I entered because I wanted a platform that would stretch me, that would grow me, and honestly bring me back to me. And that's what Mrs. South Africa, the platform, did for me. And for that, I'm forever grateful. If you've ever had a moment where you felt like parts of you were getting lost in the routine, I talk about this all the time. Routine in motherhood, in marriage, in work, in the expectations of others. You'll understand what I mean when I say I needed something that reminded me of my own light. I think sometimes we bury our lights. I believe we all have a light. We all have a light within us, but we bury it with these many layers, our responsibilities, all these roles and titles, all the routine, you know, and we become dull and we forget who we are. So sometimes we need to do things that are outside of our comfort zone to bring back the light, you know, to bring back the spark. And this is what I needed for myself. Mrs. South Africa gave me this and so much more. Like a mirror, it challenged me. It showed me my insecurities. It brought me into rooms I wouldn't have entered otherwise. And it reminded me that I am so much more than the roles I play. It also reminded me why I started this podcast. Remember, we started the podcast to create a space for women, and later discovered that actually even men are listening and also giving feedback and even ideas on what we should be talking about. So while women are still my primary focus, but I think I'm talking to people, everyone who's listening to the podcast or who is part of the community. We wanted to create a space, you know, to remember who we are outside of what we do. That has always been one of the major reasons why we are here. So I stopped because I needed to hear myself again. Sometimes even the things we love deeply need to breathe, not because they are no longer important, but because the version of us that started them is evolving. And I have been evolving. And now I am back a little stronger, a little braver and more aligned. this podcast still means the world to me, and I'm returning with even more deeper purpose. But, you know, I've been planning to record just this part of the episode, this 7 minutes, just to say I'm coming back and we are starting over. I've been meaning to record, I think, since Saturday. I did not have the time because your life sometimes is lifing, you know what I mean? It gets so busy, and I'm trying to think, how did I even manage to be part of Mrs. South Africa with my life? Because my life as it is, but I don't know, God provides, God makes a way where there's no way. He makes the time, He gives me the ability and capabilities to be able to, you know, juggle all these things. I managed to be in Mrs. South Africa, but I'm thinking now, just to record a 7 minute thing, a podcast episode, I just could not have the time, because after recording, you know, you also need to edit and before you publish. But I thought, you know what, I'm doing it. It's better late than never. You can start on a Wednesday. You don't have to wait for a Monday. You can start whenever, you know. So I'm starting. I didn't intend for this one to be long. It was just to say where I have been and that I am coming back. One thing I've learned over the past season, the past 6 months when I was in the Mrs. South Africa journey, is that growth doesn't always look like movement. Sometimes it is stillness. Sometimes it's a pause. Sometimes it's a stretch you didn't plan for, but that you needed. So I want to say this to the women listening, or to people in general. You are allowed to change. You are allowed to need something different. You are allowed to grow and then return wiser and more rooted than before. You are allowed to become. You are allowed to evolve. You are allowed to change your mind about what you wanted. You are allowed to start over again and again until you're comfortable enough to believe that you got it right, right? Going forward, I want to keep this podcast as real and as fresh as possible and rooted in what matters. We are going to have more heartfelt conversations on womanhood, identity, faith, growth, finances, family, you know, challenging ourselves. And we'll talk about the things that stretch us, but also, most importantly, things that center us. I'll be bringing in new voices and sharing stories that remind us that we are never alone in our journeys. But most importantly, I'll be showing up as me. Ne? Expect me. Not the polished version, not the perfect one, but the real one. The one who paused, who listened, who grew, and who came back. If you are listening to this and you are in a season of transition and uncertainty, please know this. You are not behind, sweetheart. You are not forgotten. And if you need to pause to become more of yourself, do it. Do it whenever you need to do it. Because when you return with clarity. We don't owe anyone constant output, but we do owe ourselves honesty, growth, and the space to hear our own voices again. That's what this podcast will always be about. Thank you. Thank you for welcoming me back. Thank you for still being around. Thank you for still giving me ideas. Thank you for checking up on me to find out when the new episodes are dropping and so on and so forth. Thank you for just still being a part of the Self-Reacquaintance podcast. And if you are new, welcome to the Self-Reacquaintance family. Please subscribe, share the episodes, and follow the podcast on Instagram for more updates and content. We are available on all podcast platforms, all of them. We are there. My name is Zanele Mguni, and this is the Self-Reacquaintance, where we honor the journey back to ourselves, no matter how many times it takes. See you in the next episode. God bless and goodbye.